The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, for this next hour, I have in mind to do two things. The second thing to do is do a little bit loud, maybe.
Too loud?
Maybe a little bit. I'm hearing myself too much, echoey. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'll tell you the second thing and then the first thing to do. The second thing is break up into smaller groups and do a similar thing around sloth, torpor, dullness, lethargy, whatever your way manifests, and describe it. What's your experience of it? In the same way we described being energized or that balanced energy that we earlier, to get a wide range of kind of descriptions of how people experience it for themselves, but to do it in smaller groups, so everyone has a chance to speak a little bit, and I'll say more about it how that's done before we break up. And then the first thing before doing that, I would like to spend a little more time on the topic of energy, and to have you break up into pairs, and then spend about maybe 7 minutes or so for each one. Each person can speak for about 7 minutes. The other person mostly just listens and takes it in. And as you speak for your 7 minutes, it's mostly a chance for you to be personally reflective. You're not really trying to explain something to the other person. It's not like the other person is needs to be the recipient for, you know, and it's not for their sake. It's for your own sake that you're talking. So it's good if these kinds of, it's kind of your own personal exploration. And so meaning that if you find yourself saying something that you know the conclusion really well, or a story that you've said 10 times before and you know the story really well, you know, try to speed it up a little bit, or, you know, jump ahead, or, you know, try to find some place where you're kind of close. So a little bit you have to kind of say what you know to kind of get the ball going in your own mind, in your heart. But also it is to kind of see, can you bring yourself to new understanding, new exploration by exploring this? And so the topic is what is your relationship to energy, being energized, vitality? So, for example, it could be that you say, oh, I never thought about it much. You know, sometimes it seems like I have energy well enough. Sometimes I'm tired and sometimes I'm over-energized, but it's not really. There are other issues which are much bigger in my life. Or someone else might say, this is the number one issue, you know, that having enough energy, and it's just, I struggle with this all the time. Or, you know, it's a whole range of things you might say. But what is your personal relationship, given your history, your life, with this idea, this topic of being energized or having vitality for engaging in life? And the reason I said the second thing first was I didn't want you to get bogged down in the first conversation around sloth and torpor with dullness side. And you might have talked a little bit about that. You might say, oh, I'm really tired a lot. But later there'd be a chance to explore more, talk more about the description of what happens to you when you're dull or lethargic or something. And so I just wanted kind of an exploration of your relationship to being energized. I realize maybe for some of you it's a little bit vague, the way to begin the exploration, but hopefully you can kind of, the vagueness actually helps you to find your own way in it. There's no should here, there's no right way of doing this, you know, there's no right answer. So unless you want one. And also when you do these kind of explorations with someone who's listening, don't worry too much about being right. You know, like, it's actually sometimes you might actually take the risk a little bit and say things which maybe you're not quite sure if this really represents you so well. As a way of exploring, you'll find out in retrospect, oh, that didn't quite work, or yes, that did work. And so it's a little bit, you're trying to kind of explore yourself, reflect more deeply. Is this okay enough? You guys game? So why don't you find a partner, and then I'll ring a bell when you start. I'll time the 7 minutes, and I'll ring a bell to end it, and then you switch roles. You're next, too. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I personally would appreciate a clear understanding or definition of energy, because my partner and I both talked about feeling energized by physical activities like swimming or hiking, but we also understand that there's the mental energy when things are going on, and then so I'm not clear what energy is, and I feel like everybody is clear.
As I tried to say earlier, the idea was to keep it, there's a virtue in being vague, because I hope the hope wasn't keeping it vague, you'll find yourself in it, rather than trying to fit the, find your own way, because it's, I don't want to be too, if I'm too specific, then it's going to miss some people. Everyone has, this is such a personal thing, the idea of energy and being energized and vitality and how it manifests and how it's expressed and how it's tapped into, that I'd rather leave it kind of, that was the hope, but by leaving it vague, you could find yourself, but I realize. Thank you. No. Can you pass it to Sue Kim? Sue's been trying up there on the stage.
It's on, right? Oh. No. So we talked about three stages, vitality stage and three of them. The vitality stage, I said it's more, a lot of ideas comes, a lot of energy going on, and want to do something, it's almost like a getting up and to do. And among the three stages, what I found is the shift, the second, the middle stage and the sleepy stage. When I go into that stage, I cannot recognize the shift of the point at the time, the shift. So if I can catch the shift, I can stay stay awake and be in a middle stage.
Great, thank you. Another mic?
Is this? Oh, the green light is on, but can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's my fault.
Okay. I'm not being recorded, am I?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to be on the internet. What I noticed, I guess it's a comment and a question, actually. The comment is that I've noticed, not just today, but today I noticed it even more, but in general I've noticed about myself that lately, where I guess energy has been a more important topic for me, where I've been kind of struggling with, it seems to be more dependent on external factors, such as I was sharing with my partner, seeing a little happy kid smile, boosts my energy, or receiving a kind voicemail from someone I know on my answering machine boosts my energy, or high energy music. It's all external factors that kind of give me it may be a temporary boost, but still it's a boost. So that's the observation. And then I guess the question is, those external factors are external factors. They are out there, they're out of my control, and they are not consistently in my life. The little kids, I literally have to be on the lookout for them in the grocery store to find them just to give me the energy. Or, or someone, or someone deciding to leave me a kind message on my machine. Again, it's all out of my control, which is not a good place to be. So the question is, how can I make it less dependent, my energy less dependent on external factors,
great
and
question,
more under my own internal control? I wish I could do that.
It's a great question, and I don't have maybe a good answer for you, but you might want to look at, it isn't just external, there's something going on internally in you as well. There's some value, evaluation, some sense of self, some inside of you, some searching out there. So the question is, what's happened? What's inside of you that responds to the external stimulus. What's there, even before you get the good email, before you see the child, what's already in place inside of you? Is there that? Is there a searching? Is there an emptiness? Is there, what's going on inside of you that something external energizes you? So I think that's where the investigation should be.
I just would like to say I'm confused also about the whole concept of energy, so you're not the only one. Based on what my partner, she went first, talked about, what it set off in my mind is the sheath they talk about in yoga. So there's the mental sheath, the physical sheath, and suddenly it occurred to me they talk about an energetic sheath. And I realized that I'm not in touch at all with that energetic sheath. What I think of is the manifestation of it. So like if I have energy to go to the gym, then I have energy, but it's not in tune with like what I am with my physical sheath. So I'm really at a loss, how to recognize or become aware of, or whatever the words would be, of that, I'll keep using the word, the body sheath, of that level within me that is the energetic component of my physical, of me.
Great.
So.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. The word energy is an extremely vague word and lends itself to a lot of strange ideas around energy, and people use the word almost too easily. The energy is going this way and that way in me, and there was good energy between us. It's a very vague word, so I apologize for the vagueness of it. So that's why I try to use some synonyms like vitality. Or being energetically engaged or something. So I think it's well worth exploring some more. But I would not get mystical about this idea of energy. It's not such a strange idea. It's more like the vitality, the effort, the strength that's there in order to engage in life, in activity. And so.
But that seems, as you say, that seems to preface a mental concept.
Not necessarily. So, it could be so simple as, some people work out in the gym, and when you come out of the gym, you feel a lot of kind of vitality or energy or engagement or aliveness kind of coursing through some of the muscles of the body, and you feel kind of, you walk down the street a little bit more bouncy because you feel all this. And then other times, someone feels, they really, really have been dragging, they've been working a lot, and haven't had enough sleep or enough to eat. Yesterday, for example, I came home at 5 o'clock, I was really hungry, but there was no dinner. And so I started making dinner. It got a little bit, my kids had been expecting homemade pasta, which I've never made before. So here I was, tired, hungry, trying to figure out with a six-year-old who thought he knew how to do it, how to make homemade pasta, and I could feel myself dragging. So the energy or the vitality, there was to engage wasn't there. So, anyway.
In having the opportunity to share with my partner, I was very familiar with energy, and I became aware that it's really been sort of a part of my life, and it also could translate to anxiety. Mm. And that I started, because you gave us so much time to fill, I started being very energetic in my reflection, and found that it was actually, it's also been a huge negative for me over my lifetime.
Because there's an energetic way that comes with anxiety.
That, and I've attracted as many people as I've repelled. Just the energy makes, I think it makes me feel bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm somewhat addicted to it. And that, you help me with that.
Yeah.
you help me recognize that. But we've talked about this. I need to be more compassionate with myself about both extremes.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is sort of a time in my life, I figure now's a good time, I mean, why not, that I have to have a different relationship with it.
Great.
You and I have talked about it a bit. Yeah. You know, it sort of has manifested physically, and it's a good time to sort of not necessarily be the most energetic person in the place.
Yes, that's great. So some people have a relationship where they're addicted to it, mm-hmm. and they kind of get the adrenaline and all that that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can be afraid of their being energized or being really active. And so there's a fear connected to this issue as well for some people. Yeah, please.
I'm sorry to take it back, but yeah, I am. What occurs to me is I thought of the Dalai Lama. Now, this is a man who I've never met, obviously, but his energy level, from what people report and the lifestyle he lives, is fairly stable. What we're talking about here today seems to be very much based on some external, you know, I have the energy to do the activity. I'm trying to find that place where that just like the mind, where there's a stability of the energy and that you're prepared to either go to the gym or you're prepared to make the pasta, but it's not this.
So what you're interested in is having a stable, so it doesn't jump up and down, which is your experience.
And how to claim that, you know?
Great.
How to claim that, how to even create that, you know? I'm a little bit better off with the body and with the mind of how to get that kind of concentration. But how to do that on that level,
great.
So it's not that you go to the gym and you feel pumped up, that you do you understand?
I do.
Okay, thank
you. And I think the first thing to do is to recognize recognize the pattern they have with this. And some people have a pattern of being up and down and up and down and take another caffeine, take another horror movie, take something to get up. And then they crash and up and down. And at some point they realize this is not a very useful way to live, and is there another way? And so then they explore something maybe that's more balanced or something that's more sustainable over time, more healthy. So just realizing this and being interested in alternative is a huge first step. So, okay, maybe a couple of more, and then I want to switch here.
I'm particularly concerned about when I get in a low energy state. I don't know which comes first, of course, and it's probably both. But I get I tend to get more crabby. And I just yesterday morning ended up saying something to my husband that I just never would in a different energy state. It wasn't catastrophic, thank goodness. And I apologized later. I looked back and it was partly that I had awakened feeling kind of draggy, but I told myself I had gotten enough hours of sleep and that wasn't a good excuse. And I think, in retrospect, I just didn't acknowledge. I think you're right. It's so important to acknowledge.
So it might have been some judgment also, that I should have been different. I shouldn't be this way. It's not okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it just seems so important because it has to do with how I treat other people.
Yeah, I agree.
So I want to be able to work with it more skillfully, I guess.
Thank you. Maybe one more, Sonia there, and then.
Yeah, I had a group with my dog, and we figured that we both are kind of very high energy, and for me personally, it's a question of how do I channel it, and I really like my energy level, and I've come to accept that is high. And also, I find being tired or excited is just natural. It doesn't have anything to do with my energy level. My energy is pretty much kind of always the same. There's ups and downs, sure. But even if I'm tired, I'm compassionate about my being tired. And that's how I channel my energy into being tired. I'm not perfectly good at it yet, but I realized that as soon as I use my skill to channel my energy, no matter which kind, it's okay. If I don't do it, it can get destructive. Destructive. And so that's the way I handle it or deal with this is important. And the more I learn to accept it, that this is an option, then I feel extremely comfortable with the way I am.
Great. So one of the things that's important here as we explore this whole thing this of energy or being a vitality or being dull or hyped up or whatever, that each individual person is going to have their own level, which is their kind of natural level, so-called natural level. And so some people have a much more strongly energetic people by nature. Some people are much more settled or calm or low-energy kind of people by nature. So it's very important not to expect that you're supposed to look like someone else, but to find what's right for each individual and then how to work with that appropriately. Along that line, there are so many individual variations between people, and we have to respect that. One of the interesting variations is what is it that brings energy to people? How do people get filled rejuvenated, or feel rejuvenated, or enlivened, or engaged? And there seems to be, in very general terms, two major categories of people: those people who get energized from being with people, and those people who get tired from that. and get energized more from time alone. And I was wondering, maybe if you're willing, you don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to, but show of hands, how many here feel like they more likely to get energized from being with people, socializing? Both. And how many get energized more from being alone? So but certainly both can happen as well, but there's a difference. Individuals can find a difference, and there are some people who find they get drained by being around people too much. They need a time alone. Some people find they get drained from being alone too much, that somehow that's what lowers their energy, and they actually need to have that contact. And so knowing where you are on that spectrum helps us know how to live wisely in the world. And unless we respectful of how we're different from each other in this way, then any kind of advice you're given about how to practice with energy or vitality, might not take into account these differences that are there. Okay. So, you feel ready to switch now to the second thing, exercise? Mm-hmm. So, what I'd like to suggest is that. You break into groups of seven or eight, and that you go around the circle, and you talk about your own experience with this thing with sloth and torpor, the felt sense of it. This is not a 7-minute monologue, so it's because you don't have that much time. But you're going to go around. But what you say something succinct about what you know about your experience of what could fit under the category of sloth and torpor. And everyone's might have a very different take on what that is, but dullness, lethargy, resistance, tiredness, swampiness, dragginess, draininess. So what's that experience like for you? What's your relationship to it? Very succinct. You just go around the circle so each group you can hear different variations on this. Okay, and then when you finish going around the circle once, then you can go around the circle twice, depending how much time there is. Just kind of go around and massage this topic as you in the group. Okay, so groups of seven or eight.